In the year 1856, there was a boy named Justin who was born in France, and he suffered from a series of infections, and he contracted tuberculosis. And because of these infections and diseases, he was malnourished and wasn't able to take the proper amount of nutrition. And so by age 2, he was in very serious health condition, and he wasn't able to walk at that point. And his mother just couldn't stand to watch her son continue to suffer. And so what she decided to do was to take her child and go to, she had heard about apparitions in the town of Lourdes. And this was in the year 1858. And there was still a lot of suspicion about the apparitions. And there was a public prohibition on people visiting there. But she decided, despite this prohibition, to take her child and to immerse him in the waters at Lourdes. And as she was doing this, there were people screaming at her saying, why are you doing this? You're going to kill your child. But she was so dedicated, and her faith in Our Lady was so great that she didn't listen to them. And as she was returning home with the child, she noticed that even though he was still having difficulty breathing, that he was sleeping peacefully. And over the coming days, the child very quickly recovered, and he began to walk, and he developed into a healthy adult. Justin was the youngest of the 70 confirmed miracles that the church has investigated as a result of the apparition in Lourdes, France, and one of over 7,000 different reported miracles through Our Lady's intercession. Now, Mary had the privilege of being the Mother of God, which is a role in salvation history unlike any other. If we think about what that meant, she was able, when the Christ child was born, to cradle him in her arms and to be able to look upon the face of God. I mean, that is such a tremendous privilege. And she was able to see before her very eyes the salvation that God had promised to the human race. The child that she conceived and held in her arms, she knew was God's answer to the brokenness of the human race. But Mary's mission didn't stop with being the mother of Jesus Christ, because she was the mother not only of Jesus Christ, but she was the mother of his entire mystical body, the church. That Christ is the head and the church is his body. She's the mother not only of Jesus Christ, but of the entire church. And one of the key moments when this happened was at the Passion, when Mary became our spiritual mother. There's a document from Vatican II called Lumen Gentium, and it said that Mary shared her son's sufferings as he died on the cross. Thus, in a wholly singular way, she cooperated by her obedience, faith, hope, and burning charity in the work of the Savior in restoring supernatural life to souls. For this reason, she is a mother to us in the order of grace. And this is a motherhood that lasts forever. And so Jesus Christ entered into his passion and offered his life for our salvation. But Mary cooperated with that through her obedience, through her faith, hope, and charity. She cooperated. And so she became our mother in the order of grace. And so when she looks at each one of us, she sees an individual. She sees a person that her son gave his life for. She knows that for each and every one of us as individuals, that her son paid that price for our sake. And so she has internalized the love that Jesus Christ has for each one of us. And our salvation is the fruit of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and also the sacrifice that she made in uniting herself to the Passion. And so she sees each one of us as the fruit of the sacrifice of her Son. And so that shapes the love that she has for each and every one of us who she loves individually and personally as her own son or daughter. And if we want proof of that, if we want proof of the love that she has for us, we have to look no further than the miracle that she worked for Justin. and the countless other miracles that have happened through her intercession, not only at Lourdes, France, but, you know, throughout the entire world. You know, why would she care about this 2-year-old boy in France? And why would she care about his afflicted mother who was suffering watching this child? And why would she care so much about the thousands of other poor and suffering pilgrims that were healed at Lourdes? It's because she is our spiritual mother, and she hears our needs when we turn to her, and she is attentive to those needs. She has a personal attention to each and every one of us that is beyond our comprehension. When we look at the church's devotions to Our Lady, you know, the devotions that the church has treasured and passed on to us are amazing. You know, and just one of those, you know, if we think about the brown scapular, we can reflect upon Our Lady, you know, at Bethlehem when the child was born. It said that she wrapped the Christ child in swaddling clothes. If we think about the care that she would have had and the love in which she wrapped the Christ child in the swaddling clothes, she does the same thing for us when we wear the brown scapular. The brown scapular is a sign that we are clothed by the Blessed Virgin Mary and that she is offering us her powerful protection and intercession as her son or daughter on the order of grace. And so when we entrust ourselves to Our Lady, and when we allow her to work, she can do wonders in our spiritual lives. You know, there's obstacles or sin that we might face that she can break through if we have a strong devotion to her. Now, Mary does nothing on her own. You know, she can't save us on her own. Everything that she does is about drawing us into a deeper relationship to her son. And so as we begin this new year, you know, what better way can we start than by entrusting ourselves more deeply to our Blessed Mother? You know, Jesus Christ gave Our Lady to us as a gift. In his wisdom, he willed that we have this perfect mother to better dispose us to receive his grace. You know, somehow in his wisdom, you know, when we meditate upon our Blessed Mother and when we entrust ourselves to her, that's a powerful way of opening ourselves up to be more receptive to his grace. And so we are so fortunate to have this gift from our Lord, you know, a spiritual mother who's so attentive to us. And our lives will be richer and our spiritual lives will grow more fervently and deeper as we recognize and embrace this relationship with Our Lady. And the more we allow Our Lady to work within us, the more deeply she will draw us into the life of the Trinity.